First of all, I'd like to thank Deaconess June for the opportunity to come and share the Word of God. Last Sunday, we celebrated the Day of Pentecost. And today, I want to continue on with the theme on the Holy Spirit. This morning, I would like to share the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of every believer. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, say that we are the temple of God. God's Spirit dwells in us. Everywhere we go, the Spirit of God is living in us and working through us. I remember last week I was in a Grab taxi with my wife. We went from Bugis to Canton. And when I stepped into the taxi, I asked the Lord, "Would you speak to me to bless the driver? Give me a word for the driver." So the Lord just, through the Holy Spirit, spoke to me that he has 5 children. So I said to the driver, "You have 5 children, right?" He said to me, "Are you a fortune teller? How do you know I have 5 children?" Then I start telling him, you know, God spoke to me that you have 5 children and God loves you. You know, I believe that, you know, God, through the Holy Spirit, can speak to us to bless many people around us. And today I want to share about 5 things that the Holy Spirit can help us in our daily life. And I'd like us to read the scripture together as I share the 5 points of how the working of the Holy Spirit in our life. Number 1, the Holy Spirit gives godly wisdom. You know, when we need God's wisdom, when we lack wisdom in our life, you know, in situation where we need to solve certain problem, we can ask God for his wisdom, whether at work, in our relationship. Let's read the Bible verse together. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 to 13. 1, 2, 3. God's Spirit has shown you everything. His Spirit finds out everything, even what is deep in the mind of God. You are the only one who knows what is in your own mind. And God's Spirit is the only one who knows what is in God's mind. The Bible says that God's Spirit shows us everything. God, the Spirit of God knows the mind of God, and the Spirit of God reveals to us the wisdom of God. Number 2, the Holy Spirit helps our prayer life. You know, sometimes when we're worried, when we're anxious about certain things, certain matter in our life, even worry about our family members, the Holy Spirit teaches us to pray. Pray for our family members. Pray for the situation that we experience. The mountain that we experience. Let's read the Bible verse together. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. In certain way, we are weak, but the Spirit is here to help us. For example, when we don't know what to pray for, the Spirit pray for us in way that cannot be put into words. God's Spirit help us to pray, to intercede for different people around us, for our family members. Number 3, the Holy Spirit teach and direct us. Let's read the Bible verse together, John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Spirit will come and help you, because the Father will send the Spirit to take my place. The Spirit will teach you everything and will remind you of what I said while I'm with you. Acts chapter 8, verse 29. Let's read together. The Spirit told Philip to catch up with the chariot. So the Holy Spirit was leading Philip to speak to the Enoch. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Let's read the Bible verse together. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. The Bible says the Holy Spirit leads us, guides us, directs us into God's perfect will. Number 4, the Holy Spirit produced Christ-like character in us. Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Let's read together. As the Spirit of the Lord worked within us, we become more and more like Him and reflect His glory even more. The Bible says the Holy Spirit worked in us so we can reflect the glory of God. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3. God's Spirit make us loving, happy, peaceful, patient, kind, goodness, faithful, gentle, and self-control. How many of us would like more of the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Yeah? It's not about positive confession. You know, it's about the Spirit of God working for us to make us more happy, peaceful, gentle, self-control, faithful, patient. How many of us need patience? It's the Spirit of God working us to give us patience. Lastly, the Holy Spirit does miracle through us. Let's read together Romans chapter 15, verse 19. Indeed, I tell how Christ worked miracles and wonders by the power of the Holy Spirit. I have preached the good news about him all the way from Jerusalem to Iconium. So Paul's writing that he did miracle in the name of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Miracle working power of Christ through the Holy Spirit in us. Amen. Right now, I want to show a short video clip. I was in Sarawak, Kuching, Malaysia, going to different country, different towns, conducting healing rally. And there's two testimonies on this video. The first one, I was training a group of university students how to pray for healing. And one girl, she had a lump on her wrist for 10 years. And the student just prayed for each other, and the lump disappeared. It happened before in St. Andrew. We prayed for one person here, and the lump disappeared. And it happened again in Malaysia. The lump disappeared straight in front of our eye. This is what I call a miracle. Miracle happened instantaneously. And healing happened gradually. The second testimony is another miracle. It happened gradually. So one happened instantly, one happened gradually. This lady, we were having a healing rally, and it's about over 100 people came, and she couldn't come into the meeting hall because she was bedridden, not able to walk. So she was in the car waiting for us to complete the rally, and then I'll come and pray for her. So after the rally, we went into the car, and so I have to bend and put my hand in the car, and all of us like put our hand inside the car because she couldn't come out. And when we prayed for her, she started to walk. God healed her, and then 7 days later, she was completely healed. She walked around in her house. So let's watch this video together.
Hi, my name is Alice. I come from Hop Kota Samarahan. Actually, I'm having my lump more than 10 years. But today, we have a prayer with Brother Peter Truong. And my friend prayed for me, and then they prayed for a second time, and my lump is gone. Yeah, praise the Lord. And I now I can bend my hand like this, but before this I cannot bend it because the lump will come out, and it's sometimes it's really painful, and now I feel happy to bend it like this.
So this lady, she's been bedridden for 6 months, and today we pray for her in the car because she can't walk, and now she's able to walk for the first time in 6 months. Amen. So she said that when we pray for her in the car, she was lying in the car, when we pray for her, she felt the peace of God. And then she's able to walk. Amen. We want to give God all the glory.
Amen.
For the miracle tonight. God is good.
This lady was bedridden for 6 months. She was prayed for last Saturday, which is 7 days ago. And after being prayed for, she can walk. and she has been walking since then. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Glory to Jesus. Can we give Jesus a big clap? Can I invite everyone to bow your head, please? And we're going to go to time of ministry. Now, tonight I talk about the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. I believe that God wants all of us to be filled with His love and filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person in the Trinity, and He is here with us. And He wants to empower us in our daily life. For those who need God to give them wisdom through the Holy Spirit, could you kindly lift up your hand to God and say, "That's me, God. I would like to pray for you." Just lift up your hand to God. Could you just pray to God where you're sitting? Say, "God, I need your wisdom in my workplace. I need your wisdom in my business. I need your wisdom in my family. I need your wisdom in the situation that I'm facing right now." Could you just pray to God where you are? Ask the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom, divine wisdom. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, let your wisdom, Lord, come upon your people today through the Holy Spirit. Your words say the Spirit revealed to us what's on the mind of God. We want to know what's on the mind of God. We want to know God wisdom. Thank you, Lord. For those who want to pray according to the will of God and wanted to increase their prayer life and want to have an effective prayer life, could you lift your hand to God? Say, "God, Holy Spirit, teach me to pray according to your will. When I don't know what to pray, when I'm anxious and worried, help me to pray and believe for you to act sovereignly, to intervene in my life, in my family, in my situation. Thank you, Lord." And for those who need God to teach them and lead them, direct them through the Holy Spirit, could you raise your hand up to God? Say, "God, I need you to lead me, guide me, direct me, teach me through the Holy Spirit." Just lift your hand to God, wherever you are, and pray to God. Father God, for those who are seeking you for direction, for their career, for their future, even for their business, Lord, I pray for direction through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead them, guide them, direct them, teach them what to do, how to do, when to do. Thank you, Lord. For those who want to have more like a Christ-like character in their life, that their life will be full of joy, full of peace, full of love, full of patience, kindness. Could you raise a hand to God? Say, "God, I want to reflect Jesus Christ in my life to the people around me, to my family, to my work colleague. Help me to represent Jesus to those around me. Fill me with the fruit of the Holy Spirit." Father, I just thank you for all the hands that raised up that want to be walking and reflecting the love of Jesus to people around, to their family members, to their spouses, to their children. Let the fruit of the Spirit come upon them right now. Thank you, Lord. And finally, for those who want to walk in the supernatural power of God, you saw in the video, right? Some university students prayed for one another and the power of God came upon them and bring healing. So if desire, you can lift up your hands and say, "God, I desire to move in the supernatural, to pray for healing, to see miracle, to see sign, to see wonders." Lift your hand to God. Father, for those who lift their hand to you and desire to move in the supernatural, wonders and miracles, I pray right now that your Holy Spirit would come upon them and they will do signs and wonders and miracles. Amen. I have a few names. When I go to meeting, I ask God for names of people. Last week, I was in Bangkok preaching in a church in a hotel called Jasmine City Church. And God spoke to me
there's someone named Jasmine going to be at the meeting. I thought, God, is that me or you? I'm going to a Jasmine hotel. Is there someone named Jasmine? So I just book in faith. Jasmine, stand up. Guess what? There's a lady then by the name of Jasmine. And so I've got some name here. You don't have to stand up. You come to me at the end, okay? So at the end of meeting, I got some name and some birthday. So at the end of meeting, there's going to be ministry time. Please come forward. There's someone who's named Michael. Please come forward later on. Jeremy, please come forward later on. And there's a businessman who had a business background. Now you're doing consulting for the government. Like you've become a consultant, advisor for government. I'd like to pray for you. There's someone here, they call you Miss Wong. So if someone call you Miss Wong, can you come forward? I'd like to pray for you. I'd like to pray for someone named Rose and also someone named Patricia. Patricia. Someone's got a birthday on April the 15th. So if that's you, can you come up later? I'd like to pray for you. So I've got some physical healing condition as well that God spoke to me as I was praying for this meeting. Someone here, you have pain on the left ankle and above. So could you lift up your hand? Pain on the left ankle and above. So that's you. Just lift your hand to God. That's me. I need healing. Yep, I see the hand. So lift that hand to God. I need healing. Someone here, you have pain on the right arm, right forearm. So if that's you, could you lift up your hand? So I have pain. I need healing in that area. Pain on the right forearm. Someone here, you have pain on the right elbow. That's really painful. If that's you, can you lift up your hand? Just lift your hand to God. Say, that's me, God. I need healing on my right elbow. And someone here, you need healing on your left elbow as well. So right elbow and left elbow. Just lift your hand to God. That's me. I need healing. Someone here who need healing on the left foot, inside of the left foot. If that's you, lift your hand to God. Say, God, I need healing on left foot, inside. Someone here, you need healing on the right heel of your foot. On the right heel. Is that you? You can lift up your hand. That's me. I need healing on the right heel. Someone here, you need healing on both legs, on the left leg and the right leg. So you have pain on your leg. Could you lift up your hand? That's me. Yep, I can see those hands. Just continue. Just pray to God for healing. Someone here, you need healing on your right knee, in front and the back as well. Is that you? Lift up your hand. Right knee, the front and the back, both sides. And someone here, you need healing on your left ear and the right ear. So that's you, can lift up your hand. That's me, Lord. I need healing on my left and my right ear. Someone's here, you need healing on your right teeth, upper right teeth. If that's you, lift up your hand. I need healing on my upper right teeth. There was a lady here in St. Andrew, I think last year, she had an implant done on a gum, and after the implant, she had constant infection, and she received prayer, and a year later, I saw her, and said, it was completely healed. God is good, amen? It happened at St. Andrew Cathedral. Someone here need healing on the left shoulder. Can you lift up your hand? Left shoulder, yep. I see a few hands, left shoulder. And someone here, you need healing on your left hip, like the groin area. The hip is causing you pain in your left hip. Lift up your hand. Yep, the groin, the left hip. And someone here, Jessica over there, she had a word. Someone here who need healing on your liver. So that's you. Yep. All right. Wonderful. All right. Could I invite everybody to stand up, including all the people that lift up their hand? And I'm going to pray for healing. Can we all lift our hand and close our eye and just begin to just ask God for healing. Those words of knowledge that I mentioned, and including those I have not mentioned, God knows your condition. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just want to thank you for your Holy Spirit. Your word said that Jesus Christ came to do healing through the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we ask, Lord, for those who need healing right now, Lord, who are standing, Lord, in need of a miracle, Lord, we ask that you touch their body. Lord, every pain, every joint pain, Lord, in the hand, in the elbow, in the shoulder, in the hip area, back pain. Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit will take it away right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we ask for healing in the ear. Lord, every blockages in the ear, we command to go right now. Thank you, Lord. We ask for healing of the legs. Leg pain, we command to go. Strengthen the leg, just like what you did on the video. The lady's leg was strengthened. We ask, Lord, tonight that you strengthen the leg right now. Thank you, Lord. Lord, tonight, Lord, we ask for credit miracle. Those who need new organ in their body, a new liver, new kidney, new heart, new lung. Lord, we ask, Lord, for credit miracle right now. Thank you, Lord. Even new womb, new ovaries. Lord, we ask for a miracle right now. Credit miracle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to take a few moments to pray for those who are not here. Maybe you have friends and relatives who are not here and you'd like to stand in popsy for them. Maybe they are somewhere at home, at the hospital, or overseas. Let's commit all that our friends and family members who are not here. Ask God to touch them, to heal them, to restore them. Could you mention God? Could you mention their name to God? Just tell God who they are. Let God touch them right now. Father God, we just pray for all our friends who are not here, relative, family members who are not here tonight. We ask, Lord, that you do a miracle right now in their body. Restore them, make them whole. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'd like to make one final prayer before I end. This is the most important prayer. It's a prayer to invite Jesus into your heart. There's this picture I want to show on the TV. And this picture shows about Jesus being the bridge between man and God. See, man on one side and God's on the other side. There's a gap between man and God. There's a gap because there's sin. What is sin? It's our wrongdoing that separates us from God. And 2,000 years ago, God sent Jesus Christ, His Son, to die for us on the cross so that we can restored, reconcile back to God and have relationship with God. And so I'd like all of us to pray this prayer together to invite Jesus into our heart, to begin a new life with Jesus. Please close your eye and bow your head and repeat after me. Dear God, let's pray out loud together. Everybody pray out loud together. Dear God, I admit and confess my sin to you. I ask for your forgiveness of my sin. I acknowledge that Jesus died on the cross for my sin and came to life on the third day. Right now, I invite Jesus into my life as my personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Let's give Jesus a big clap. If you made that prayer tonight for the first time or rededicate your life to Jesus, could you come to us at the end? And we'd love to pray for you. Let's give Jesus a big clap again.